I see mercy. I see mercy in this fallen world today. I see mercy in Psalm 136, in verse number 5, I see mercy every time I see clouds in the sky. Each cloud in the sky says to us today, God is merciful. I see mercy today. I spy mercy. I see mercy today in Psalm 136 in verse number 6. Each time that I walk on solid ground, I see mercy. I spy mercy this morning. I spy mercy this morning. Whenever I walk on solid ground and whenever I see the clouds in the sky, that's God in heaven saying, I am a merciful God, a pardoning God, a redeeming God. I see mercy this morning. But most of all, I see mercy when I see, by the eye of faith, Christ crucified on the cross for my sins, dying and being buried in a borrowed tomb, raising again the third day, defeating sin and death. I see mercy in him ascending back in a cloud, and I see mercy in the promise that he will come again in those same clouds and return to this earth. I spy mercy this morning. I see it. I see it. I spy mercy this morning every time I see, verse number 7, the great lights. The sun, the moon, and the stars, one Psalm 136, verse 7, 8, and 9 tell us. Every time the sun comes up over the eastern horizon, I spy mercy. Every time the moon is in the evening sky, I spy mercy. Every time there's a star twinkling, I spy mercy. I see mercy this morning. But most of all, I see mercy in the cross of Calvary, where Christ was crucified, where he took my sins on himself, where he was dead and buried, where he rose again the third day, triumphant over death. I spy mercy this morning. I see mercy this morning in Psalm 136 and verse number 10. In the history of the nation of Israel, I see mercy. See, my friend, this morning there is no natural explanation for Israel still being a people. They still are today. You know why that is? Because God in heaven is a merciful God. I spy mercy in the mercy of God bringing Israel out, verse number 11. Are you in something today that you can't seem like you can get out? I happen to say today there is a God in heaven who is a merciful God who can get you out whatever mess you seem like you're in today. I spy mercy this morning. I spy mercy this morning in him, verse number 13, who divided the Red Sea in parts. You see, my friend, the mercy of God can make a way through what it seems like it's impossible to get through. Is there some situation in your home, in your family, in your finances, in your health, that it seems like there's just no way I'm getting through this? Yes, there is, my friend. You can get through it because God in heaven is a merciful God. I see mercy in how God brings his people out and how God brings his people through the Red Sea. I spy mercy this morning. I spy mercy this morning in the overthrow of Pharaoh, verse 15. I spy mercy this morning because I believe this morning that mercy can give people great victories. Now, we don't face Pharaoh like the Jews did. But my friend, maybe you face the evil tyrant of addiction. Maybe you face the evil tyrant of abuse. Maybe you face the evil tyrant of loneliness. Whatever your great foe might be this morning, I say this morning, there is a merciful God in heaven. I spy mercy. I spy mercy in God's great mercy in bringing his people out, bringing them through, and defeating their enemies. I spy mercy this morning. But most of all, I see mercy. And every time that cat of nine tails pierced the back of my Savior, I spy mercy, and every time that those nails were driven deeper into his hands, I spy mercy every time that that crown of thorns was crushed deeper into his skull. I spy mercy in him praying, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And I spy mercy and the angel saying to the disciples, he ain't here. He done got up. What you looking for, a living guy among a bunch of dead guys? He is risen. I see mercy this morning. I see it. I see it, and I hope you do too. I see mercy this morning in verse number 24, redeeming us from our enemies. The idea of redemption is getting loose, getting free, getting emancipated. You got something that won't let you loose, some habit you can't break. I say this morning, there's a merciful God in heaven that can let you loose, that can redeem you and set you free from whatever got you tied up, from whatever got you bound. You can be set free this morning. You can be loose. You can be free. How do I know that this morning? I spy mercy this morning. I see it this morning, that you can be set free from the bottle, from the pill, from abuse, from whatever it might be this morning, my friend. I spy mercy. I know men personally that were addicted to drugs. I know men personally, they're sitting here this morning, that were addicted to drugs. I know men personally that have also been set free. They've been redeemed. You say, what did that? They went to some program? Nah, they got mercy from God. What did that? They got better educated and turned over a new leaf? Nah, they didn't turn over a new leaf. They got mercy from God. And there is a merciful God up in heaven this morning that can let you loose. They can let you free. They can make a way through. They can make a way out. They can give you victory this morning. I know what it's like to be a young man and to be handcuffed and thinking, I have no idea how to get loose. I got no idea how to get free. And I also know what it means to have someone take this book, explain to me that there's a God in heaven who's merciful, who is in the business of letting people loose. Here's how you get, my friend, here's how you get mercy this morning. It's not join a church. It's not turn over a new leaf. It's not live a good life. It's not light some candles and say some prayers. It's not throw a buck in the offering plate. Here is how you get mercy this morning. Dear God, I am just so no good and so rotten and so fallen and so depraved. I just don't know what to do. But please, could you forgive me? And I sure need mercy. And I would say to you this morning, you study through the pages of that old book that's on the pulpit right there. And I dare you to find and present an example to me of somebody that didn't humble themselves before the Savior and say, please be merciful to me, and that they didn't get mercy. See, God's got as much mercy as you could imagine and then some. But he won't give it to some person who struts around with their feathers out, tries to present themselves as something they're not. Humble yourself. And here's what mercy will do. Mercy will just come running, and mercy will pick you up, and mercy will let you loose, and mercy will get you free, and mercy will give you victories. That's what mercy can do for you this morning. The chapter closes as we come to an end through our journey, Psalm 136. The chapter closes with gratitude. We opened with talking about a man. He had seen this barn, and it was Satan's barn. He had all these seeds that he sowed in the hearts of men. But there was one heart that seed of discouragement, no matter how often it was planted, that seed of discouragement would not take root and grow. It was in the heart of a thankful man. If your attitude is gratitude this morning, you can be victorious. I know a lady, her husband was a preacher, just like I am. He pastored a larger church than I do.
God was using that young man in a tremendous way. But his eyes began to wander, and his fallen nature soon governed his life. He walked out of his pulpit, walked out of his church, and chased some skirt. Hey, why don't you ask Samson how that turns out? Go ahead, chase Delilah all you want, sir. Ask Samson how that turns out. His wife was at the store not long ago. When she was at the store, she had got some kind of bargain on something that she had bought at the store. And she had said, I thank God for this blessing that he gave me. What? What? Wait a minute. You lost your husband. He quit you. I thank God for this blessing that he gave me. He walked out on you. You got to raise this boy by yourself. I thank God for this blessing that he gave me. You get that this morning? In the midst of everything, give thanks. Have an attitude of gratitude. Here's how you can have that. Look for mercy. Let's bow our heads and we'll have a prayer together. Father, you're very merciful. You're very patient. You're very wise. You're very generous. You're very good. I would not talk to thee, my Lord, except that there's blood on the mercy seat. I would not talk to thee, my Lord, except that your son has died for me and shed his blood, and it was for me he died. Would you not hear somebody whose your son died for them? Bless thy people. Keep them. And God, I pray in Jesus' name, souls, conversions, baptisms, additions, and encouragement implanted in the hearts of your people, because you're merciful. For mercy's sake, please.